Welcome to the Edge of Faith Essentials podcast. Edge of Faith Essentials provides information and tips about education, leadership, diverse learners, and related topics. I'm your host, Dr. Nakia, sending you good vibes. Thank you for joining me for another episode. The mission of Edge of Faith Essentials is to bring positive awareness and promote equity and inclusion in education by sharing topics and information about non-traditional learners. Edge of Faith Essentials' goal is to restore faith in education one student at a time by empowering viewers with knowledge, because we all know knowledge is power. So let's be powerful. Let's start off with a little Edge of Faith inspiration. A former special education student is now a member of the school board for the district where he attended. Joshua Brown, who is 19 and has autism, is one of the only handful of people to have served with autism in a public office nationwide. He was sworn in on November 7th to serve the Shasta Union Elementary School District, where he once attended as a child. He is prioritizing special education, and he believes that kids should have a quality education, part of being and having a dignified life. And he feels that kids can't learn when they're hungry or in an unstable situation, and schools have to play a bigger role in making sure that all kids and all their needs are met. Kudos to you, Mr. Brown. We know you will do great work in your school district and positively impact change. And we are proud of you here for what you're doing. Our next inspirational story is special toy delivery. Baltimore Ravens defensive tackle Justin
Matabuike
carried boxes of sensory-friendly toys and devices into Westport Academy Middle and High School in January. What a way to start the new year. The nonprofit organization Pathfinders for Autism partnered with
Matabuike
Landon's Puzzle Pieces to collect donated sensory toys and devices for Westport Special Education Program, which makes up one-third of their student body, according to Hauser. At the end of the day, every child deserves an education, and that's from Pathfinders for Autism Executive Director Rebecca Renzi. So now it's time for some essential news. The U.S. Department of Education is introducing an initiative to improve post-secondary outcomes for students with disabilities. Expect, engage, and empower successful transitions for all has certain goals in mind for students as they transition. The Office of Special Education talked about the successful transition and the goals, and the goals include education and vocational rehabilitation systems that must work collaboratively. All must have critical discussions about future and transition planning as early as possible. A lot of times we have those transition conversations at age 14, but if it needs to happen earlier, let's do it. I agree with their goal. They feel that all students with disabilities should have the opportunity to learn and make choices about all post-secondary opportunities. So kudos to the U.S. Department of Education. I think that is a great initiative. Expect, engage, and empower. The three E's. So let's go ahead and get into our essential knowledge for today. A bit more, we're going to talk about some accommodations, some modifications, and other information. And before we start, I just want to touch base and just remind you that special education is a service, it's not a placement. And once evaluations are complete, the team will determine if a student qualifies for services under one or more categories. And those categories vary state by state. Special education all formulates from Public Law 94-142, which states that disabled children from ages 3 to 21 are educated in the least restrictive environment with their non-disabled peers. And those services may be in regular classes, regular education classes with the use of related aids and services, special education and related services in separate classrooms for all or some portions of the day. Hopping off today, once a child is deemed eligible, they will qualify for supportive aids and services under IDEA. And that's what we're going to pivot and talk about today. Accommodations, modifications, related services, and things like that. And this will conclude that whole special education series that I've been talking about. This is part four of a four-part series where we've been talking about special education and an overview of special education. Accommodations are changes to help students overcome or work around a disability. Accommodations are used to increase, maintain, or improve academic performance. Some examples include Braille for a visually impaired student or preferential seating for a student with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. When we think about accommodations are in four categories: presentation, responding, setting, and scheduling. Presentation covers how a child receives the information. Responding covers how a child shows what they know. The setting talks about the environment and how they're made and have access to instruction and assessment. And the scheduling talks about how and the time may be adjusted or need to be adjusted for that child to access the curriculum. Accommodations are one part of supportive basic services. The next thing is modifications. Modifications mean changing or altering what is taught or expected from a student. Modifications are offered when the general ed curriculum is too complex for a student, and a modification changes the instructional content. Some examples of modifications include, examples of special education modifications include giving page numbers to help a student find answers, shortening assignments to focus on mastery rather than all concepts, giving an alternate assignment, shortening spelling tests to focus on mastering more functional words, using recognition tests such as true, false, multiple choice instead of essays. And other modifications include allowing a student to take up a poem, providing a vocabulary list, and they go on and on. It's going to be based on your district and what your school district offers and the teachers offer in the classroom. And this is going to be a collaborative conversation about what type of accommodations are going to be appropriate for a child, what type of modifications are going to be appropriate for a child. Adaptations occur when a student may need to make changes in classwork or routines because of their disability. So teachers differentiate instruction, assessment, and other material to create that flexible learning environment. So some examples of adaptations include audio tapes, electronic text, or speech-to-text devices. We're going to shift now to related services. Related services refer to developmental, corrective, and other supportive services, including psychological, counseling, medical diagnostic tests, and transportation. Some students may require related services in their IEP to help address their learning needs and provide that access to the general education curriculum. Some examples of related services include psychological services, transportation, assistive technology, adaptive physical education, and occupational and physical therapy. I'm going to give you a brief overview of area related service. The first one I'm going to talk about is assistive technology. And assistive technology is the use of equipment and systems that enhance learning and working with students daily and their abilities. So it's the access to technologies to help students access the curriculum and meet their learning needs. Occupational therapy is where a therapist actually supports the student in the school with physical, sensory, or cognitive that impact their ability to access the general education curriculum. Physical therapy is the same, and it's where a physical therapist supports the student's physical ability to access their educational environment. Adaptive physical education is a modified version of PE or physical education. It's for students who may not be able to do typical or general PE, so they might have adaptive PE services to help support and provide that access and meet their special education needs. Transportation is a specialized service where that student has a special bus that may come to their home and provide those resources for them to actually access and come to school to receive their free and appropriate public education. Psychological services are a psychological educational test and assessments and procedures that are provided to meet that student's educational needs and identify what services that child may need. Now it's time for our essential tips for parents. For parents, ask about the different supportive aids, accommodations, and modifications, adaptations for your child if your child has an IEP. If they have related services, ask questions about those related services and learn more and how you can reinforce those accommodations, modifications, and adaptations in the home environment to increase that homeschool communication. You want to mirror those services at home and foster that continuum services at home and school so your child has an endless flow between their school day. So when they're doing homework at home, they're having those same accommodations and modifications and adaptations as they have when they're in the school. For my educators, identify, plan, and implement supportive aids and services in your class. I know that teachers have 1,000 things to do, but if a child has these services in their IEP and they're in your class, you want to make sure that you have a plan and you're documenting what accommodations you're providing, what modifications you're providing, what adaptations you're providing, and then you want to collaborate with your building experts for support. And when you attend those IEP meetings, make sure you're noting if those students are actually using those accommodations in the class and how it's impacting their access to the general education curriculum. For my leaders, you want to make sure that you support and develop an infrastructure to support your teachers with supportive aids. So make sure that your teachers have tracking resources and forms to track accommodations, modifications, or whatever services they're providing in their class instructionally, provide access to the Gen Ed curriculum for students with disabilities. And then you want to also make sure you're providing your staff with supportive aids and services. If you happen to do a walkthrough and you're in a class where there's some students with disabilities, check and see how your teachers are doing with accommodations and if they're able to accommodate and if they're tracking and how they're accommodating and if they need any support. It's not that you're going in to micromanage them, but you want to make sure that you're keeping that lens of inclusion open so you can go in and provide that support with teachers if they need it, with providing the differentiation, the accommodations, the modifications to create an inclusive educational environment. Make sure that you're, as a school, you're aware of what related services and what related services personnel are performing services in your building. We want your school to be inclusive. So make sure you know who your OT, your PT, your adaptive PE teachers are, and make sure that they feel welcome and a part of your staff. And then, as always, I'm going to encourage you to get and secure a copy and read my Essential Tips for Special Education's Leader book, which is now available on Amazon. Purchase a copy. It's a great resource, and it talks about all this information. One-stop shop. For my book excerpt from today, I'm going to read a little bit from my Essential Tips for Parents book, and I'm going to touch on Chapter 7, It Takes a Village. In the last chapter, I talked about the role as a parent and how you are your child's first teacher. Now I will discuss other ways your parental influence impacts the homeschool collaboration and how it positively impacts school outcomes. Parent involvement with schools is imperative to any child's global, social, academic, and emotional well-being. While writing this chapter, I must admit that I straddled the fence because I'm an educator specializing in working with students with disabilities. However, I'm also the parent of a child with a disability. So I've had to walk the line of an educator and a parent, working with colleagues and coworkers throughout my career. It takes a village to raise a child, and how the homeschool and parents must work together and be collaborative. And this is what I mentioned earlier with the accommodations as well. It really does take a village. So you want to always have that collaborative relationship with the school district, speak up and advocate for your child, but also make sure that you are connected. And that came from Chapter 7 of my Essential Tips for Parents book, which is available on Amazon. So now it's time for my essential advice. I'm going to always open this up, and I'm going to open this up two ways. If you want to nominate or provide any information, an inspirational message or story that you want to feature someone on this podcast, please feel free to email me. And then if you want any advice about any situations or scenarios that's going on with your child at home or with the school, or if you're an educator or a leader, please feel free to email me at edufaithforall@gmail.com. That is edufaithforall@gmail.com. For our words of wisdom and quote for today, I leave you with this, which is related to knowledge. Knowledge of what is possible is the beginning of happiness. I always say knowledge is power, and I'm glad you guys are joining me and listening to me and gaining knowledge, because I am truly passionate about serving students with disabilities and sharing my parenting journey and my education journey to empower families and help the community, students with disabilities, inclusion, families, educators, and all those involved in our journey that we have every day. So thank you for listening, and just knowing that what we do is impossible, and it's the beginning of happiness. You got to gain the knowledge before you move on. Shifting, I do have a great announcement, and I'm proud of, and I'm excited. It's Edge of Faith will be presenting at the Council for Exceptional Children Conference 2023. I will be presenting my Essential Tips for Special Education Leaders book. I will be at the 11:45 to 12:45 session, presenting and talking about special education leadership in Louisville, Kentucky. So if you happen to be in Louisville and at that training, please come join my session on Friday, March 3rd. I look forward to seeing you there, and I hope that you come and get essential. As always, Edge of Faith Educational Services provide information and services, all type of educational services for families. That is my consulting business and a part of Edge of Faith Essentials. And with my consulting business, I provide consulting for parents, leaders, and educators, college accommodations, which include advocacy, because sometimes it's hard to figure out how you get your accommodations in college. I provide that consulting and training, parent education trainings, college and career coaching with transition. I provide businesses, districts, nonprofit organizations with professional development training about diverse learners. I specialize in students with disabilities, interventions, English speakers of other language, education, and leadership. Program development as well. I've actually written and helped out with a lot of programs and documents and creating documents and resources to help support diverse learners. And I also provide coaching for educators and leaders, because sometimes we need that person to listen and provide us coaching versus an evaluation. So that's what I'm here for, to provide that coaching and consulting for my educators and leaders. If you're interested in any of those services, please feel free to reach out to www.edgeoffaithconsulting.com. Thank you, as always, for your support and for listening. Please feel free to follow me on Facebook at EduFaith Educational Services, on the gram at EduFaith2021, on Twitter at EduFaithS, and LinkedIn, I am there under EduFaith. Make sure you subscribe to my EduFaith Essentials YouTube page and listen to the podcast on all streaming platforms. Be kind, be well, and be the change. And to my believers, be blessed. And to everyone else, thank you and get essential.